I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. Quick, who sang that song? One, two, three. Yes, you're right. It's Johnny Nash. The infamous Johnny Nash. I have no idea if he had any other hits whatsoever other than that very well-known one, which I believe was redone beautifully by Bob Marley also. This is very important information. It is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg. You know, we should have theme music for this. I just realized. You know, we should have theme music for all of our guests that relate. The Men's Room, Teen Rap, Family Financial Matters. Let's do that. You should have thought of that, Richard. That's why you're paid the big bucks. Heck, it is Jim Scheinberg's time. And Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Peer Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years. And he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I can offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hi, Bruce. The answer is Johnny Nash. Did I win the car?
How did you know that?
Did I win the car?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The giveaway. Yes, the Porsche. It's the keys
excellent.
Are yours. Just come on by and pick them up.
You got it.
I want to throw you something that sure. I've been asking the other guests. And you are very much on the – what's the word he is on? It's all on you, okay? Because we have had a consistency in answers.
Is this the bonus round? Am I going for
round.
A year's supply of turtle wax on top of that?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
As I think you know, I have a comic strip.
Yes.
Which I have repurposed twice and am repurposing again. When I repurposed it the second time, I gave it the absolutely unbrilliant name of the A Dad's Point of View comic. A lousy name. Well, for a variety of reasons, I have a new artist, a wonderful new artist whose name is Michael, and I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm not going to mispronounce it, but I will tell you more about him later. And we are, he has a background in Disney animation, incredibly talented, and he's bringing a whole new wonderful look that will premiere next week, and I want to give it a new title. A good title. So, these are the three choices. Are you ready? Do we have a drum roll? Okay, imagine a drum roll. These are the three titles in no order, okay? Are you ready,
yep.
Jim?
Yes.
For the bonus round, for the keys to the Porsche. You did say you're ready, okay?
I am ready,
okay.
but I also reserve the right to submit a witty fourth entry as a write-in candidate if I come up with one, so I'm putting a lot of pressure on myself now. Ready
okay,
to go.
And if you do that, you will actually win the car. It may be
a
model car, but it'll still be a car. Okay, here we go. Of these three, and if you come up with a better one, I don't care where it comes from. I want it. All right, here we go, in no order. Number one, Because I Said So. Number two, Dad, D-A-A-A-A-A-A-D. Number three, OMG Dad, ! OMG Dad, which I know you know what OMG is.
Sure.
What is your hit pick?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Dad.
Oh,
I like
darn
that one
it.
A lot.
Oh.
Yeah. But then,
all
again,
right, Jim.
But then again, I know you as a father.
Oh, okay. So which one do you would? Okay, well, we were hoping for 4-for-4. You just broke the streak.
Well, good. Dissent is an important part of
the American way.
Discourse. Yes, absolutely. What a great opportunity for me to segue.
Okay. Well, just so you know, both it started with Richard, who, and then Wayne, and then Pastor Drew. They all voted for Because I Said So.
Because I Said So is pretty good. I like that. But I like the two-way angst of Dad. I like that.
Oh, my gosh. Now I have to make a decision. All right. While I'm thinking and mulling over the title, because it's a heck of a lot more important than anything you might have to say, why don't you take over the show, please?
Absolutely, Bruce. Well, it's a good segue to a topic that I had absolutely no intent on talking about anyway, which is
your
dissent.
Personal life.
No, dissent. I mean, all of a sudden, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, we watched in the financial press, and originally I was going to talk about phases because phases can be long phases. bear markets, bull markets, phases can be periods like this summer of where we've had this trepidation and these concerns about.
I'd rather you stay on that because that's on my mind. Seriously,
well,
I mean,
I'm
you
going
can go to.
I'm going to, but watch, okay. It all links up.
All right.
So we get into these phases that are related to periods of major events like an election coming up or the debt ceiling or maybe we're going into a double dip recession, and all those things can put us into a phase where it's kind of a theme.
Wait,
that
I got to stop
over.
You for a minute.
Sure.
I want somebody once and for all to explain quickly what is a double dip recession. I'm going to admit I'm not
completely
clear. A double
dip recession is essentially the McDonald's arches flipped upside down. It's just two recessions really close together. That's all.
Ah, wow.
It's just two recessions in close proximity. There's no official definition. It doesn't have to be within inside of 18 months or anything like that. But you go through these phases, and even in those phases, like we're in this phase right now, it seems like every day we want to talk about this European debt, European debt, European debt, European debt. And if the news is good, then we're in a good phase in this phase. And if the news is bad, then we're in a bad phase in this phase. But the amazing thing is to me, when we're in a heavy phase, when we're in a really, really dominating topic that seems to dictate either the political discourse or the financial market discourse, it's amazing to me how little dissent we get to the public or the common viewpoint of that phase. So it's when you watch the financial press over the debate period of the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get a lot of people talking about, well, you know, it's not that big of a deal, and we're going to get past this, and this isn't in the context of history. It's not, you know, it doesn't have the magnitude that everybody feels that it does. When the markets are going down and it's a bad day, the economy's going to hell, and job losses are never coming back, and you get the common theme of where you get that 3 out of 3 vote where everybody kind of links up on something, but you don't get the dissenting voice. You don't get that devil's advocate. You don't get the contrarian. And whether or not somebody's even voicing the opinion, in other words, let's say everybody's saying green and I'm saying red today, that doesn't even need to be my opinion, but it's important that people talk about the descending voice just to test the groupthink mentality. I mean, mm-hmm. You may have a perfectly good reason to pick. I'm trying to remember what the heck the title of your comic strip's going to be now anyway. What was it?
Because I said so.
Because I said so, exactly. And you may be able to say, I'm picking that because I said so. But if I don't actually come in there with a descending voice to challenge your theories, which may be 100% right, that may be the best choice for you, if you don't get dissent, then you don't get the affirmation of the correct choice. And so
when
the market's going down 300 points, you shouldn't
Jim,
be
Jim,
asking
Jim.
Yourself how horrible things are. You should be maybe saying, is there another
right,
thing
there
that
an
I'm
opportunity?
Not looking at that's,
right.
that exactly, or is the market wrong today, or is it being misinterpreted? And it's okay to have a descending question mark and not necessarily a descending exclamation point. And that goes into politics, that goes into money, that goes into everything.
Well, that's so interesting. One more time, what is a double dip recession?
A double dip recession is an upside down happy meal.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna. That's a good image.
It's an unhappy meal, Bruce.
Actually, upside down happy meal is a pretty good title too. Anyway, I'm being.
Sorry. I'm going to descend on that.
I will descend as well. I expect to see you at Dad Chat tonight. You've been a regular guest on my tweet chat, and I would like to see you again. I know he doesn't have a clue what I'm talking about, but
I do know what Dad Chat is.
But you haven't dropped in. Have you ever actually been in a tweet chat?
I couldn't even tell you where I could find a tweet chat.
Okay,
let alone
well, you know something? Yeah. You should actually. You should hire me to teach you how to do one because you should lead one. It would be fascinating.
You're hired.
And
you're hired.
I believe it would. Not that you need any more business, but it would enhance your business. Speaking of which, where can people find you, Jim?
Well, we can always use the right new business. So if anything I ever say on this show resonates with just one of you, just one, by all means, reach out to us. We'd love to talk to you. We can be reached at info@npier.com. That's the email address, info@npier. That's N like the direction north, pier like fishing pier, .com. We can also be found on Bruce's website, bruceallen.com, on the radio page. There's a direct link.
Jim, thanks as always. I can't believe the segment is over. I will talk to you later. I would like to talk to you later since you said there's some things going on that you'd like to share, but off air. But right now, I'll let you get back to your busy schedule, which is always intense. Manana, I look forward to it. Thank you so much. I will be back with some closing remarks and next week's show topic. You can tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Stay tuned.
Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.